Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
And the illusion continues. One begs to ask, when will it end? Unnatural disasters happen seemingly every week. Train crashes, shootings, nuclear accidents. Is there any place of refuge one can flee from this insanity? Very few of mankind's creations are designed to make you feel good, unless you get pleasure from seeing the human body desecrated by guns, explosions, fights, and any other things these so-called artists create. In the name of freedom, many have used art as a means to destroy the human mind. As an excuse to continue, we hear, art reflects society. How many times has this lie been repeated? Creations are not real, they say, and yet any one of these people can call to mind images and complete scenes of horror and graphic detail. They will carry these so-called unreal creations around with them for the rest of their lives. These images are now a part of their being. In the name of recreation, these people, in fact, are recreating themselves and their own images. Society then reflects art. In man's decision to further separate from God, his recreation of himself leaves him in a dysfunctional state of confusion. The mind becomes a burial ground for dead waste. Isolated from the wholeness of God, earth, and his fellow brothers and sisters, this man seeks solace in activities he thinks will stimulate his mind. He then begins downloading into his brain a series of man-made creations designed to destroy it. All man-made creations originate from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. One of these trees contains deadly fruit, the other, fruit of everlasting life. The one who disregards this fact recreates himself and his kind into extinction. You are reading these words on a machine created by man. As you read, you hear a voice speaking to you the words that you perceive. They make sense to you because you understand. Stand under the spelling. The words are what binds the spell to your illusion. When you hear the truth, like a memory, you recognize it, and this recognition releases you from all illusion. Many languages are brilliant in their attempt to confuse you. Con meaning against, fuse meaning together. Words in their spell-binding illusions have the power to keep man separate from God. You were born in an all-knowing state of mind. The first words spoken to you begin the spell. The words come from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. In ignorance or simply lack of respect for God, many use words that confuse the minds of humans and turn them into projections of their own illusions. Because of this fact, many people grow up and blindly assume their pre-selected role under a dictatorship without even being aware of it. When asked what they are doing here on earth, most will answer with statements that do not reflect their natural God-given desires. This creates a pyramid-like structure with the dictator on top and each level under it knowing less and less. Upon reaching the bottom level, which is where the majority is, you will find chaos, disorder, and illusion. With ill as its prefix, illusion is a state of insanity. In the name of democracy, supreme power is vested unto the people in this insane state instead of God. A future recreated to be ruled by man is one of isolation and despair. Returning the leadership back into God will allow mankind to achieve its original collective goal, which is union with God. Ideas contrary to this goal should not be blamed or persecuted, just simply ignored. They originated when man first chose to ignore God's rule. Simply put, in the beginning, the human was made perfect in God's image. They had no need for knowledge. They were also given freedom of choice. The tree of knowledge and the tree of life are reflections of this freedom. The human is now a reflection of their choice. They could have simply chose not to choose. God being centrifugal in nature, freedom was the cause and choice was the effect. In knowing their perfection made in God's image, there was no need to choose. In fact, there were no needs. There was only love in an all-knowing state before the fall. The worst thing you can do is give up your God-given right to choose. For in it, you can choose not to choose. Therein is the final judgment. The illusion ceases, and you awaken from your dream. Now the healing begins. With an all-knowing mind made in God's image, you can create as your creator, God intended. With love, honor, and respect for every living thing in the universe, separation ceases and we all become one being, singing the one song.
I am the universe, the sun, the moon, and the sea. I am
Flesh, your energy, brother. What's going on, guys? the reality of our ancestral past has been exploited all throughout Hollywood's history. And you can literally look at some of the things that they have done regarding this energy, this path that you had, and look at how they have literally made our past a trend for their people who want to so-called work in the arts of spirituality. We are a people who are an ancient people. When I say we are ancient, we are literally an ancient people. We are a people who have a past that defines so many different areas of absolute power. All right? We must remember that these enemies, these factions, their whole goal is to perform, is to entertain. That's what they want to do. They want to entertain. They want to perform. They want to act out. They want to intrigue the minds, you know, and they will do whatever they can to intrigue the minds, because it's all a show for them. This is why they want you to live in a realm of false information. They want you to live in a realm of lies, of deceit. All right? Understand what we are going through, my brothers and sisters. Okay? We are the most powerful beings ever to walk this planet. We are the most powerful beings. We define absolute power. We define absolute energy. All right? This is who we are. And it is our duly goal or our mission to bring ourselves back to this absolute power. What is entertainment to Hollywood is reality to us. You look at Harry Potter. You look at Lord of the Rings. You look at X-Men. You look at the movie, Lucy. You know, you got the other movie they got, Limitless. You know, Alchemy of Souls. All these different movies that are out there that exploit our ancient past is for Hollywood. I mean, even to the point where you're talking about Jet Li is fearless, and you're talking about The Matrix. You know, we can go on and on and on. Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, Spider-Man, all this. We can go on and on and on, all right? Everything that they have done was designed to exploit what we once had. And now we have to bring that reality back, okay? It is our duty. It is our goal. It is our mission to bring that reality back. This is why they gave us religion. This is why they gave us the education. The education system was designed to destroy our minds. All right? Make us think that, you know, we got to have all this, you know, we got to learn math, you know, and the math is not even correct. We got to learn science. We got to learn history. What history? The history doesn't talk about us. Every level of history that they have created literally excludes our original history of who we are and where we come from. Our original history has literally been X'd out of existence. And this is why we have to literally go into that area of absolute power and find ourselves, because, you know, we we've been talking about 100% brain power. In order for Superman, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, X-Men, you know, Avatar, all this, everything that belongs to us, in order for them to, operate in the areas that they operated, they needed to use 100% brain power, right? What do you think we're going back to, which is 100% brain power, tapping into that energy, bringing back the spirituality. We are an ancient people, brothers and sisters. We are old and ancient people. There is nothing about us that is modern. We talked about this before, all right? There's nothing about us that is modern. And we must bring that power, that energy, that force, that everything that is about us back to the realm of reality within ourselves, all right? That's the whole goal of bringing the reality back to reality, all right? So Hollywood entertainment is our reality, all right? So, you know, you got Harry Potter. Look at Harry Potter, all right? And the spoken word. You got the wand of power of the different woods, and they learned that from us. Each wood has a different level of power. You can cast energy or cast spells or cast all kinds of things from wood, and the wood literally will harness or bring out that energy within you and it make it come on the outside of you. This is a reality for us. But Hollywood has made it entertainment. Their entertainment is now going to return as our reality. All right? I'm going to show you some clips a little later on with, like, you know, you got like Harry Potter, Dumbledore, and you got Dumbledore, and then you got Voldemort. You got Dumbledore and you got Voldemort. And Dumbledore and Voldemort, you're going to see how they casted out energy from their wands, but they did not say one word. All right? Hold on here. Okay. So, I'm back. So, if you look at, like, Harry Potter, and you look at, like, X-Men, it shows you that we had schools that literally taught this type of ancient knowledge to our people, to help our people to become a more powerful people, all right? We had schools, and they showed you that in Harry Potter, and you see, they talk about the school of Hogwarts, and then you look at X-Men, you know, the school of advanced knowledge or whatever, and they showed you in this here that we had schools that taught our people how to tap into this advanced knowledge, this advanced information, this advanced everything. I mean, we had this type. We literally were learning from extremely high-level schools, all right? A school system, a school program system that was designed
that actually benefited us.
Teach us how to operate on higher levels. And, you know, I can't create that school, but I can create a classroom type system where you can learn different things that you're going to have to practice on your own. Because even when you talk about the school system and going to school, you know, whether you have online schooling or whether you have a teacher, you still going to have to do things on your own. So see that our reality is their entertainment. All right? You have, who preceded me? Brother Bobby Hammond. Brother Bobby Hammond, one of the greatest metaphysical teachers out there. All right? One of the greatest. The brother has well-defined knowledge. And we must understand, we must understand, we must understand that there is a knowledge that belongs to us that literally dwells on a higher frequency. Which is why we were given so much garbage. This is why we said that whole Jesus and God and Holy Spirit and Allah and Jehovah, all that bullshit. And then they told us that the art that our ancestors did, voodoo, witchcraft, sorcery, tapping into dark energy, magic, you know, voodoo, whatever, you know, we be a warlock, you know, the Jedi, I mean, we go on and on. And they told us this stuff was evil. And they told us that, you know, they got brothers and sisters who are deep into this religion. And this religion is a lying religion that teaches our people, oh, there are no universes out there, and this is the only planet, and there are no other planets out there. And when you start talking about the universes and all, this is against the Bible. It's against everything dealing with religion. So as we go deeper into this area of information and power, we find that what our enemy said us was designed to make us fall into a deeper type of sleep. Okay? What is designed to make us fall into a deeper type of sleep, and it was designed to cause us to hate that which we came from. All right. So if you were to hate the life that you came from, therefore you would love the illusion, which is for you're depending on some fucking Jesus to do something for you, and Jesus never existed. You're depending on Allah to do something for you, and Allah never existed. But you have always existed. Your ancestors have always existed. They've always been here before you. You are that energy that can tap into that energy. You are that force that can tap into the force. You're that power that can tap into the power. And so Hollywood has literally made our reality their entertainment. Which now we take our reality and destroy the entertainment, because entertainment is nothing but a game. That's all it is. It's a game. It's designed to cause you to alter your pathway. It's what it's designed to do. It's designed to cause you to alter your pathway. It's designed to cause you to fall into a deep sleep. So as long as you depend on something that never existed, you can never depend on the energy within yourself. That's what we're talking about, you know, you linking into the higher energy, the higher power that you calling upon your ancient name. You know, you call upon your, who does nature call upon? What's nature's name? Nature's name is Gaia. So nature calls upon herself. Gaia. Yahura, Gaia, Yahwa. You know, learning the ancient language. Someone asked about tongues, and I said tongues is a broken language. Because you're trying to use tongues is a broken language. No, you gotta have that full language come out. No, I thought Gotta have that full language come out. Can't have that broken, you can't speak that broken language. This is what religion is. Religion is broken. Religion is broken. How many people have actually read that entire book and see what the fuck was in that garbage ass book? Bestiality. Fucking people eating their children. Homosexuality. Making people do things against their will. I mean, come on now. This is what religion has. This was what's in that book of the Bible. All right. So what Hollywood did was, and Hollywood worked hand in hand with all of your mega church ministers. All right. All of your mega church ministers work directly with Hollywood. Alright? They work directly with Hollywood. What do you think they're all about? It's all about entertainment. You know, give us some money. Give us some money. We're gonna make sure that you do this, and we're gonna make sure that that's happening. We're gonna make sure that, oh yeah, come and buy a prayer cloth. Come and buy a prayer cloth. But then when you have the children who says, I want to learn about witchcraft, and the first thing our parents do is say, well, you know, that's evil, and you're conjuring up stuff, and you're doing this and doing this. And therefore, then they're pulled away from the reality that we once lived. You know, like my daughter, she wanted to get a Ouija board. I told her that she wasn't ready for it. You know, I told her, I said, you got to go into meditation. You got to tap into yourself. You got to tap into your energy. And the Ouija boards are ancient. You know, we tapped in the Ouija boards when we were communicating with the ancient of the ancient of the ancient. It's ancient information, ancient knowledge. Now, you can go and buy your Ouija board at Spencer's and go online and get your Ouija board. And it's all for entertainment purposes that these people don't know that they're actually tapping into some ancient forces that many of them can't escape, especially the sex. And they start using these boards, and they start tapping into all this ancient energy, and they don't know what the fuck they're tapping into, and then they fuck themselves over. Yeah, this is what we're talking about, brothers. All right? So the whole key is this, for us to understand, overstand, that we must return to that power, that energy, that force. We must bring, we must take Hollywood's entertainment and turn it back to our reality. All right, and this is what we're talking about, 100% brain power. Like you said, you know, you got all these different shows, Harry Potter and all these X-Men and all these other shows. That was our reality at one point. And we literally lost our spirituality, our spiritual mindset, because we made a decision to lower our frequencies to appease to a people who had no place here on our realm. All right? So let us now take back what belongs to us. Let us now take in this a true powerful knowledge so that we can regain everything that was lost. All right? That's the whole point. We're regaining everything that we once lost. We taking it all back. Alright? We taking it all back. We gathering ourselves together. Alright? Within ourselves. So, We must turn Hollywood entertainment back into our reality. All right? So we're going to be doing more classes on the wands and the scepters. So you guys go ahead and start creating your wands and learn how to operate them and choose the wood that, you know, you can walk through a wooded area and, you know, you got certain wood, certain stick or whatever that may just draw your attention. Well, that wood is calling to you. Then you have to find out what kind of wood it is, what kind of tree it came from, so you know what kind of tree that you have. So you know what kind of branch or stick or wand that you're going to use. And then you have to fasten it. Then you have to glorify it with your energy. You know, that's the key in this. All right, brothers and sisters. So this is where to share that with you all. All right? It's time for us to return back to this point of absolute power. All right? Hollywood's entertainment is our reality. Let's bring that reality right back to our point of power. Will we come back to that point of zero, absolute zero point energy? All right? Catch you guys later. You know the deal. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever. And remember, chaos is everything. Chaos is everything. Much power to you all.
All right, royalty.
I love Brother Wisdom. I love that. Guys, the video credits is in the show notes. Royalty for everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Motivational Classroom. I want to let you know Motivational Classroom is a place to where we pretty much learn together, grow together, and I utilize different YouTube university clips to, you know, kind of put together a story or paint a scenario for a projected podcast, right, on the classroom. So this Motivational Classroom, guys, is the book. The book is a very powerful book, guys, and I think that it's very amazing that we're talking, that Brother Wisdom had made all those points about our history and stuff. We started talking about history, but how often do we talk about her story? And I feel that the book of the month that I chose for May, which is the Emerald Tablets book, guys. All right, a good, great book, guys. I think this is a great way to kick off the book of the month, guys. And I think this may be a two-part series because I believe that the lecture of the book is about 3 hours long. But, yeah, you guys, welcome. So, hope you guys are doing well. Happy May, right? I wanted to make sure that you guys are doing well under this full moon. You know, I had just posted to a social platform about, you know, surrounding yourself, choose our company wisely, and surrounding ourselves with people who plant good seeds, you know what I mean, under full moon energy. People who want to expand their mind. People who want to elevate, you know, and extend and not try to control realities, you know what I mean, with the changing of the guards. You know, we're in a point to where we're not subconsciously attempting to control reality anymore. Like our reality is that infinite imagination. You know, I always tell people the Matrix, Avatar, you know, things that we see on TV, like, these are documentaries, you know what I mean, Star Wars, you know. And documentaries, and two, an unimaginable reality in which we feel or may think is fantasy, but is truly not, right? So, yes, creation, Brother Wilson talked about building, and yeah, man. All right, so as you guys know, I'm an oracle, right? If you need to contact me for a reading or a session or anything like that, or even just a friend and talk to you guys, my link tree is going to be in the show notes. And I do have the book that I am, the Emerald Tablet book. I do have this book, guys, in my PDF library. So I do give out books for free. So please email me at enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com or utilize my link tree to take you over there, excuse me, to send an email. And in the subject line, just, you know, type in Emerald Tablet Book. And I'll send you the free PDF for you guys to print out and, you know, read on your own, guys. This is a classroom. You do your own research. You put together your own pieces of puzzle. But anybody that I use, please go like and subscribe to their channel. And, yeah, support. You know, let's network and support with each other. That's what I'm all about, you guys. So I pulled the Fulfilled card today, guys. This is a new deck. I love my new deck. But this is Fulfilled, guys. So, like, whatever you are trying to complete, you know, it's completed. You know, your goals being achieved, accomplished, satisfied, concluded, your needs being met. You know what I mean? These are the seeds that we want to plant under this full moon energy of May. You know what I mean? So I love it. I love it, guys. So, okay, Emerald Tablets, guys, the Atlantean era, you know, things of that nature. So we're going to go in and go into the book. And as you guys know, I might need to pause, come back, discuss little key points and things like that. But I definitely recommend you to email me to get the book for yourself to kind of decode in your own presence, right? But, yeah, this is a wonderful book, guys. It's important to read books. And now that we have the Internet, we have them readily available, you guys, for the damn machine to read it to you, okay? So, you know. All right, guys. I'm going to do half of this book. I'll stop at some point, keep the show under 2 hours, keep the podcast under 2 hours, and I'll close out.
Emerald Tablets, Gift Box, The Atlantean, Translation and Interpretation by Doriel. Introduction to the original work by Doriel. In the following pages, I will reveal some of the mysteries which as yet have only been touched upon lightly, either by myself or other teachers or students of truth. Man's search for understanding of the laws which regulate his life has been unending, yet always just beyond the veil which shields the higher planes from material man's vision, the truth has existed, ready to be assimilated by those who enlarge their vision by turning inward, not outward, for search. In the silence of material senses lies the key to the unveiling of wisdom. She who talks does not know. She who knows does not talk. The highest knowledge is unutterable, for it exists as an entity in lanes which transcend all material words or symbols. All symbols are but keys to doors leading to truths, and many times the door is not opened because the key seems so great that the things which are beyond it are not visible. If we can understand that all keys, all material symbols are manifestations, are but extensions of a great law and truth, we will begin to develop the vision which will enable us to penetrate beyond the veil. All things in all universes move according to law, and the law which regulates the movement of the planets is no more immutable than the law which regulates the material expressions of man. One of the greatest of all cosmic laws is that which is responsible for the formation of man as a material being. The great aim of the mystery schools of all ages has been to reveal the workings of the law which connect man, material, and man, the spiritual. The connecting link between the material man and spiritual man is the intellectual man, for the mind partakes of both the material and immaterial qualities. The aspirant for higher knowledge must develop the intellectual side of his nature, and so strengthen his will that is able to concentrate all powers of his being. Desires, search for light, life and love only begins on the material plane. Carried to its ultimate, its final goal is complete oneness with the universal consciousness. The foundation in the material is the first step. Then comes the higher goal of spiritual attainment. In the following pages, of the Emerald Tablet and their secret, hidden and esoteric meanings. Concealed in the words of thought are many meanings that do not appear on the surface. Light of knowledge brought to bear upon the tablets will open many new fields for thought. Read and be wise, but only if the light of your own consciousness awakens the deep-seated understanding, which is an inherent quality of the soul. In the threefold light, Dorio. Preface to the Emerald Tablets of Thought, the Atlantean. The history of the tablets translated in the following pages is strange and beyond the belief of modern scientists. Their antiquity is stupendous, dating back some 36,000 years B.C. The writer is Thoth, an Atlantean priest king who founded a colony in ancient Egypt after the sinking of the mother country. He was the builder of the Great Pyramid of Giza, erroneously attributed to Cheops, see the Great Pyramid by Dorio. In it, he incorporated his knowledge of the ancient wisdom and also securely secreted records and instruments of ancient Atlantis. For some 16,000 years, he ruled the ancient race of Egypt from approximately 50,000 BC to 36,000 BC. At that time, the ancient barbarous race among which he and his followers had settled had been raised to a high degree of civilization. Thoth was an immortal, that is, he had conquered death, passing only when he willed, and even then, not through death. His vast wisdom made him ruler over the various Atlantean colonies, including the ones in South and Central America. When the time came for him to leave Egypt, he erected the Great Pyramid over the entrance to the Great Halls of Amenti, placed in it his records, and appointed guards for his secrets among the highest of his people. In later times, the descendants of these guards became the pyramid priests, by which Thoth was deified as the god of wisdom, the recorder, by those in the age of darkness which followed his passing. In legend, the halls of Amenti became the underworld, the halls of the gods, or the soul passed after death for judgment. During later ages, the ego of Thoth passed into the bodies of men in the manner described in the tablets. As such, he incarnated three times, in his last being known as Hermes, the thrice born. In this incarnation, he left the writings known to modern occultists as the Emerald Tablets, a later and far lesser exposition of the ancient mysteries. The tablets translated in this work are 10, which were left in the Great Pyramid in the custody of the pyramid priests. The 10 are divided into 13 parts for the sake of convenience. The last two are so great and far-reaching in their import that at present it is forbidden to release them to the world at large. However, in those contained herein are secrets which will prove of inestimable value to the serious student. They should be read, not once, but 100 times, for only thus can the true meaning be revealed. A casual reading will give glimpses of beauty, but more intensive study will open avenues of wisdom to the seeker. But now, a word as to how these mighty secrets came to be revealed to modern man after being hidden so long. Some 1300 years BC, Egypt, the ancient Khem, was in turmoil, and many delegations of priests were sent to other parts of the world. Among these were some of the pyramid priests who carried with them the Emerald Tablets as a talisman by which they could exercise authority over the less advanced priestcraft of races descended from other Atlantean colonies. The tablets were understood from legend to give the bearer authority from Thoth. The particular group of priests emigrated to South America, where they found a flourishing race who remembered much of the ancient wisdom. Among these, the priests settled and remained. In the 10th century, the Mayas had thoroughly settled the Yucatan, and the tablets were placed beneath the altar one of the great temples of the sun god. After the conquest of the Mayas by the Spaniards, the cities were abandoned and the treasures of the temples forgotten. It should be understood that the Great Pyramid of Egypt has been and still is a temple of initiation into the mysteries. Jesus, Solomon, Apollonius, and others were initiated there. The writer, who has a connection with the Great White Lodge, which also works through the pyramid priesthood, was instructed to recover and return to the Great Pyramid, the ancient tablets, after adventures which need not be detailed here, was accomplished. Before returning them, he was given permission to translate and retain a copy of the wisdom engraved on the tablets. This was done in 1925, and only now has permission been given for part to be published. It is expected that many will scoff, yet the true student will read between the lines and gain wisdom. If the light is in you, the light which is engraved in these tablets will respond. Now, a word as to the material aspect of the tablets. They consist of 12 tablets of emerald green, formed from a substance created through alchemical transmutation. They are imperishable, resistant to all elements and substances. In effect, the atomic and cellular structure is fixed, no change ever taking place. In this respect, they violate the material law of ionization. Upon them are engraved characters in the ancient Atlantean language, characters which respond to attuned thought waves, releasing their associated mental vibration in the mind of the reader. The tablets are fastened together with hoops of golden-colored alloy suspended from a rod of the same material. So much for the material appearance. The wisdom contained therein is the foundation of the ancient mysteries, and for the one who reads them with open eyes and mind, his wisdom shall be increased 100-fold. Read, believe or not, but read, and the vibration found therein will awaken a response in your soul. In cosmic harmony, Doriel, supreme voice of the Brotherhood. Emerald Tablet 1, The History of Thoth, the Atlantean. I, Thoth, the Atlantean, master of mysteries, keeper of records, mighty king, magician, living from generation to generation, being about to pass into the halls of Amenti, set down for the guidance of those that are to come after. These records of the mighty wisdom of great Atlantis. In the great city of Kior, on the island of Indal, in a time far past, I began this incarnation, not as the little men of the present age did the mighty ones of Atlantis live and die, but rather from aeon to aeon did they renew their life in the halls of Amenti, where the river of life flows eternally onward. 810 I have descended the dark way that led into the light, and as many times have I ascended from the darkness into the light, my strength and power renewed. Now for a time I descend, and the men of Chem shall know me no more. But in a time yet unborn, I will rise again, mighty and potent, requiring an accounting of those left behind me. Then beware, O men of Chem, if ye have falsely betrayed my teaching, for I shall cast ye down from your high estate into the darkness of the caves from whence ye came. Betray not my secrets to the men of the north, or the men of the south, lest my curse fall upon ye. Remember and heed my words, for surely will I return again and require of thee that which ye guard. I, even from beyond time and from beyond death, will I return, rewarding or punishing as ye have requited your trust. Great were my people in the ancient days, great beyond the conception of the little people now around me. Knowing the wisdom of old, seeking far within the heart of infinity knowledge that belonged to Earth's youth, wise were we with the wisdom of the children of light who dwelt among us. Strong were we with the power drawn from the eternal fire. And of all these, greatest among the children of men was my father, Thothme, keeper of the great temple, link between the children of light who dwelt within the temple and the races of men who inhabited the 10 islands, mouthpiece after the three of the dweller of Unal, speaking to the kings with a voice that must be obeyed. Grew I there from a child into manhood, being taught by my father the elder mysteries, until in time there grew within the fire of wisdom, until it burst into a consuming flame. Not desired I, but the attainment of wisdom, until on a great day the command came from the dweller of the temple that I be brought before him. Few there were among the children of men who had looked upon that mighty face and lived. For not as the sons of men are the children of light, when they are not incarnate in a physical body. Chosen was I from the sons of men, taught by the dweller so that his purposes might be fulfilled, purposes yet unborn in the womb of time. Long ages I dwelt in the temple, learning ever and yet ever more wisdom, until I, too, approached the light emitted from the great fire. Taught me he, the path to Amenti, the underworld where the great king sits upon his throne of might. Deep I bowed in homage before the lords of life and the lords of death, receiving as my gift the key of life. Free was I of the halls of Amenti, bound not by death to the circle of life. Far to the stars I journeyed until space and time became as naught. Then, having drunk deep of the cup of wisdom, I looked into the hearts of men, and there found I greater mysteries and was glad. For only in the search for truth could my soul be stilled and the flame within be quenched. Down through the ages I lived, seeing those around me taste the cup of death and return again in the light of life. Gradually, from the kingdoms of Atlantis, past waves of consciousness that had been one with me, only to be replaced by spawn of a lower star. In obedience to the law, the word of the master grew into flower. Downward into darkness turned the thoughts of the Atlanteans, until at last in his wrath arose from his Agwanti, the dweller. This word has no English equivalent. It means a state of detachment. Speaking the word, calling the power, deep in the earth's heart, the sons of Amenti heard, and hearing, directed the changing of the flower of fire that burns eternally, changing and shifting, using the logos, until that great fire changed its direction. Over the world then broke the great waters, drowning and sinking, changing earth's balance until only the temple of light was left standing on the great mountain of Undal, still rising out of the water. Some there were who were living, saved from the rush of the fountains. Called to me then the master, saying, gather ye together my people, take them by the arts ye have learned afar across the waters, until ye reach the land of the hairy barbarians, dwelling in caves of the desert. Follow there the plan that ye know of. Gathered I then my people, and entered the great ship of the master. Upward we rose into the morning. Dark beneath us lay the temple. Suddenly, over it rose the waters, vanished from earth, until the time appointed was the great temple. Fast we fled toward the sun of the morning, until beneath us lay the land of the children of Chem. Raging, they came with cudgels and spears, lifted in anger, seeking to slay and utterly destroy the sons of Atlantis. Then raised I my staff, and directed a ray of vibration, striking them still in their tracks as fragments of stone of the mountain. Then spoke I to them in words calm and peaceful, telling them of the might of Atlantis, saying we were children of the sun and its messengers. Cowed I them by my display of magic science, until at my feet they groveled when I released them. Long dwelt me in the land of Chem, long and yet long again, until obeying the commands of the master, who, while sleeping, yet lives eternally. I sent from you the sons of Atlantis, sent them in many directions, that from the womb of time, wisdom might rise again in her children. Long time dwelt I in the land of Chem, doing great works by the wisdom within me. Upward grew into the light of knowledge the children of Chem, watered by the rains of my wisdom. Blasted I then a path to Amenti, so that I might retain my powers, living from age to age, a son of Atlantis, keeping the wisdom, preserving the records. Great grew the sons of Chem, conquering the people around them, growing slowly upwards in soul force. Now for a time, I go from among them into the dark halls of Amenti, deep in the halls of the earth, before the lords of the powers, face to face once again with the dweller. Raised I high over the entrance, a doorway, a gateway leading down to Amenti. Few there would be with courage to dare it. Few passed the portal to dark Amenti. Raised over the passage, I, a mighty pyramid, using the power that overcomes earth force, gravity. Deep and yet deeper, placed I a force house or chamber. From it carved I a circular passage reaching almost to the great summit. There in the apex set I the crystal, sending the ray into the time space, drawing the force from out of the ether, concentrating upon the gateway to Amenti. See the great pyramid by Dorio. Other chambers I built and left vacant to all seeming, yet hidden within them are the keys to Amenti. He who in courage would dare the dark realms, let him be purified first by long fasting. Lie in the sarcophagus of stone in my chamber. Then to reveal I to him the great mysteries. Soon shall he follow to where I shall meet him. Even in the darkness of earth shall I meet him. I, Thoth, Lord of Wisdom, meet him and hold him and dwell with him always. Built I the great pyramid, patterned after the pyramid of earth force, burning eternally so that it, too, might retain through the ages. In it, I built my knowledge of magic science so that it might be here when again I return from Amenti. I, while I sleep in the halls of Amenti, my soul roaming free will incarnate, dwell among men in this form or another. Hermes, thrice born. Emissary on earth am I, of the dweller, fulfilling his commands so man might be lifted. Now return I to the halls of Amenti, leaving behind me some of my wisdom. Preserve ye and keep ye the command of the dweller. Lift ever upwards your eyes to the light. Surely, in time, ye are one with the Master. Surely, by right, ye are one with the Master. Surely, by right, ye are one with the All. Now I depart from ye. Know my commandments. Keep them and be them, and I will be with you, helping and guiding you into the light. Now before me opens the portal, go I down into the darkness of night. Emerald Tablet 2, The Halls of Amenti. Deep in the earth's heart lie the halls of Amenti, far beneath the islands of sunken Atlantis, halls of the dead and halls of the living, bathed in the fire of the infinite all. Far in a past time, lost in the space-time, the children of light look down on the world, see the children of men in their bondage, bound by the force that came from beyond. Knew they that only by freedom from bondage could man ever rise from the earth to the sun. Down they descended and created bodies, taking the semblance of men as their own. The masters of everything said after their forming, we are they who were formed from the space dust, partaking of life from the infinite all. living in the world as children of men, like and yet unlike the children of men. Men for a dwelling place, far beneath the earth crust, blasted great spaces they, by their power, spaces apart from the children of men, surrounded them by forces and power, shielded from harm, they, the halls of the dead. Side by side, then, they, other spaces, filled them with life and with light from above. Builded they, then, the halls of Amenti, that they might dwell eternally there, living with life to eternity's end. 32 were there of the children, sons of light who had come among men, seeking to free from the bondage of darkness those who were bound by the force from beyond. Deep in the halls of life grew a flower, flaming, expanding, driving backward the night. Placed in the center, a ray of great potence, life-giving, light-giving, filling with power all who came near it. They around it thrones, 32, places for each of the children of light, placed so that they were bathed in radiance with the life from the eternal light. There, time after time, placed they their first created bodies so that they might be filled with the spirit of life. 100 years out of each 1,000, giving light, flame forth on their bodies, quickening, awakening the spirit of life. There in the circle from aeon to aeon sit the great masters, living a life not known among men. There in the halls of life they lie sleeping. Free flows their soul through the bodies of men. Time after time, while their bodies lie sleeping, incarnate they in the bodies of men, teaching and guiding onward and upward, out of the darkness into the light. There in the hall of life, filled with their wisdom, known not to the races of man, living forever beneath the cold fire of life, sit the children of light. Times are when they awaken, come from the depths to be lights among men, infinite they among finite. He who, by progress, has grown from the darkness, lifted himself from the night into light, free is he made of the halls of Amenti, free of the flower of light and of life. Guided he then, by wisdom and knowledge, passes from man to the master of light. There he may dwell as one with the masters, free from the bonds of the darkness of night. Seated within the flower of radiance sit 7 lords from the space-time above us, helping and guiding through infinite wisdom the pathway through the time of the children of men. Mighty and strange they, veiled with their power, silent, all-knowing, drawing the life force, different yet one with the children of men. I, different and yet one with the children of light. Custodians and watchers of the force of man's bondage, ready to loose when the light has been reached. First and most mighty, the Veiled Presence, Lord of Lords, the Infinite Nine, over the others from each cosmic cycle, weighing and watching the progress of men. Under he sit the lords of the cycles, 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8, each with his mission, each with his power, guiding, directing the destiny of man. There sit they, mighty and potent, free of all time and space, not of this world, they, yet akin to it, elder brothers they, of the children of men. Judging and weighing, they with their wisdom, watching the progress light among men. There before them was I led by the dweller, watched him blend with one from above. Then from he came forth a voice saying, great art thou, Thoth, among children of men. Free henceforth of the halls of Amenti, master of life among children of men. Taste not of death, except as thou will it. Dream thou of life, to eternity's end. Henceforth forever is life, dying for the taking. Henceforth is death at the call of thy hand. Dwell here or leave here when thou desirest. Free is Amenti to the Son of Man. Take thou up life in what form thou desirest, children of the light that has grown among men. Choose thou thy work, for all souls must labor, never be free from the pathway of light. One step thou hast gained on the long pathway upward, infinite now is the mountain of light. Each step thou takest but heightens the mountain. All of thy progress but lengthens the goal. Approach ye ever the infinite wisdom, ever before thee receives the goal. Free are ye, made now of the halls of Amenti, to walk hand in hand with the lords of the world, one in one purpose, working together, bringers of light to the children of men. Then from his throne came one of the masters, taking my hand and leading me onward through all the halls of the deep hidden land. Led he me through the halls of Amenti, showing the mysteries that are known not to man. Through the dark passage, downward he led me into the hall where sits the dark death. Vast as space lay the great hall before me, walled by darkness, but yet filled with light. Before me arose a great throne of darkness, veiled on it seated a figure of night. Darker than darkness sat the great figure, dark with a darkness not of the night. Before it then paused the master, speaking the word that brings about life, saying, O master of darkness, the way from life unto life, before thee I bring a son of the morning. Him not ever with the power of night. Call not his flame to the darkness of night. Know him and see him, one of our brothers, lifted from darkness into the night. Know him and see him, one of our brothers, lifted from darkness into the light. Release thou his flame from its bondage. Free, let it flame through the darkness of night. Raise then the hand of the figure. Forth came a flame that grew clear and bright. Rolled back swiftly the curtain of darkness, unveiled the hall from the darkness of night. Then grew in the great space before me, flame after flame, from the veil of the night. Uncounted millions leaped they before me, some flaming forth as flowers of fire. Others there were that shed a dim radiance, glowing but faintly from out of the night. Some there were that faded swiftly, others that grew from a small spark of light, each surrounded by a dim veil of darkness, yet flaming with the light that could never be quenched, coming and going like fireflies in springtime, filled they the space with light and with life. Then spoke a voice, mighty and solemn, saying, These are lights that are souls among men, growing and fading, existing forever, changing yet living through death into life. When they have bloomed into flower, reached the zenith of growth in their life, swiftly then send I my veil of darkness, shrouding and changing to new forms of life, steadily upward throughout the ages, growing, expanding into yet greater flame, lighting the darkness with yet greater power, quenched yet unquenched by the veil of the night. So grows the soul of man, ever upward, quenched yet unquenched by the darkness of night. I, death, come, and yet I remain not, for the life eternal exists in the all. Only an obstacle, I, in the pathway, quick to be conquered by the infinite light. Awaken, O flame that burns ever inward. Flame forth and conquer the veil of the night. Then in the midst of the flames, in the darkness grew, their one natural force, the night, flaming, expanding, ever brighter. Until at last, it was nothing but light, spoke my guide, the voice of the master. Be your own soul as it grows in the light, free now forever from the Lord of the night. Forward, he led me through many great spaces, filled with the mysteries of the children of light, mysteries that man may never yet know of until he, too, is a son of the light. Backward, then he led me into the light of the hall of the light. Knelt I then before the great masters, Lord of all from the cycles above. Spoke he then with words of great power, saying, thou hast been made free of the halls of Omenti. Choose thou thy work among the children of men. Then spoke I, O great master, let me be a teacher of men, leading them onward and upward until they too are light among men, free from the veil of the night that surrounds them, flaming with light that shall shine among men. Spoke to me then the voice, will as ye will, so be it decreed, master, are ye of your destiny, free to take or reject at will. Take ye the power, take ye the wisdom, shine as a light among the children of men. Upward then, let me the dweller, dwelt I again among children of men, teaching and showing some of my wisdom, son of the light, a fire among. Now again I tread the path downward, seeking the light in the darkness of night. Hold ye and keep ye, preserve my record, guide shall it be to the children of men.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and stop it right there, guys. Oh, man, okay, so I hope you guys are enjoying that that first little introduction to the book, guys. Yeah, let's go ahead and end that right there, and I'm going to go ahead and pick up tomorrow on the rest of the book. Yeah, we're going to just do the whole book in tomorrow's podcast, guys. So, again, thank you, guys. Remember, fulfilled, right? Wishes fulfilled is the oracle pool that I pulled for today, guys. If you want to just, you know, get the book, listen to the book for yourself, guys. Again, the video credits in the show notes. Go like and subscribe to the Wisdom Channel, guys. Remedy H on YouTube. Definitely, as you guys know, his material is no stranger to ear, guys. We love to hear cosmic updates from the Brother Wisdom, guys. If he can fill me in the cosmos, you know, greatly appreciated, brother, for what, you know, taking his time out, spending his energy to truly help the people and really not ask for a dime, y'all. I don't follow many people or even give my energy to anybody. Or even this platform, but Brother Wisdom, Bobby Hammett, he mentioned Bobby Hammett, guys. Go then watch on YouTube University, type in Bobby Hammett. Guys, I mean, if you want a cult insight, Bobby Hammett, Delbert Blair, C. Freeman L., Brother Panic, who else? Dr. Phil Valentine, Steve Hopley, you know, it just depends on Dr. Africa, Dr. Layla Africa. It just depends on what genre or era, but those are definitely some great names for anybody who wants to study the occult, the dark sciences, guys. It doesn't have to be a bad thing, or just, you know, some of us don't really just. Some of us know and operate in the chaos of it. Some of us know and operate in the alchemy of it. You know what I mean? So it's just whatever suits your fancy, if you will. It's just, you know, what you do. You know, so, hey, the man in the mirror is a definite reflection of this book. And please join me tomorrow, guys, for a motivational classroom again on the Emerald Tablet of Thought. Go ahead and receive, you guys. Definitely the God of Wisdom. I pulled him. for the month of May, guys, it's my perception. If you listen to the other podcast, guys, the Oracle – okay, let me go. Well, shit, I don't know where it's at. But anyway, the Oracle pool was Kahuti. It's about the keys. No, that was Kahuti. Was it stuff? Or was it Kahuti? Shit. I believe it was Scoff. It was a perception, wisdom, guys, keys of life. You know, just how you're perceiving things. You know, is it working for our highest good? You know, is it keeping us in the lower keys of life? You know what I mean? Just perception, you guys. Wisdom, perception, knowledge, intellect, all of that, you know, tying in together, and how is it working for you, basically. All right, guys, join me tomorrow. I love you guys. Peace.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And as I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, there's not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? I saw much disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got